This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour lunar eclipse limbo. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Motown to Mobile, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
Thanks so much for being with us, everybody. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, guess what? Rocket can. Thanks so much for dropping by. We are happy to be here. It is a Trash Tuesday, so let us know what's bugging you. I'm sure you've come out of the first weekend or two of these hot months, these warm months, first couple of months for some of you that have been hot and steamy, summer, kids are out now, most around the country, summer wrapping up now. Graduations, graduation parties, getting ready for the summer, summer vacations, and by and large, people are annoying you. Something is bugging you. Someone is bugging you. I know it. I know you people. And so today, every week we do this, we take out the trash. Something that you can vent on and do it in a healthy, constructive manner. It's okay to express yourself here aboard the mothership. So let us know on Twitter if you want to have me read it on the air at DA on CBS. That's my handle. Follow me and tweet at me there, DA on CBS. And I will read through those throughout this morning's show. Also, you can dial me up and we'll get you on the phones as well at 855-212-4CBS. Again, that phone number is 855-212-4227. If you call and you want to express a trashing, I'm going to put you on the air today. That is my guarantee to you. I'm in a giving mood. I'm not going to be gatekeeper today. You got a trash, you're getting on the air. So there you go. If that's not motivation, I don't know what is. We'll do our trashes next hour, a little over an hour from now. Also this morning on the show, author Scott Howard Cooper, a very esteemed author. He has written a book called Steve Kerr, A Life. And in late June, if you follow a bunch of historic or even non-historic sports accounts on your social media feeds like I do, you are seeing a lot of memories of the NBA Finals on this date in history. Michael Jordan's flu game, or this happened, or that happened. Well, Steve Kerr had a lot of those moments. Steve Kerr had a lot of big NBA Finals moments. He was part of a number of NBA Finals champions, and historic runs. And so kind of going back over some of those highly unlikely moments, highly unlikely runs, whether it was as a player or a head coach, we'll do that with Scott Howard Cooper, hour number four. Also this morning on the show this hour, we'll talk about a great team in NFL history that doesn't get its due. It won multiple Super Bowl championships, this franchise, but I don't think we give it its due, and one of its stars is admitting exactly as much. We'll do that coming up here in 40 minutes. Also, next hour here on the show, an announcement that certainly was heard loud and clear around the NFL yesterday, and I think in a good way. Also, next hour, Canadian bacon. Upside Down Mike is not doing well this morning. I can guarantee you that. I have not talked to him nor seen his updated videos or heard anything, but I just know, judging him what happened last night in Game 5, it's an ugly night and morning for Upside Down Mike and Peter Schwartz and the rest of that gang. Also, later on in the program, Tom Brady admits that there was a team he was talking to in free agency last year that stuck with their existing QB, and he was like, "You're sticking with that mother bleeper?" Pretty funny, pretty interesting soundbite. We'll do that coming up here later on in the program. The Celtics and Brad Stevens talk about the trade of Kemba Walker for the first time publicly. And Golden Tate, no job! All of that coming up this morning on the show. So a lot of basketball, a lot of football this morning here on the program. The usual merriment and derring do. And as I mentioned, here's your phone number on a Trash Tuesday, 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, DA on CBS. We begin in Philadelphia, where they are still licking their wounds over that miserable defeat of the hands of the Hawks at a Game 7 at home a couple of nights ago. It's a Philadelphia 76ers team that has been losing for a long time to win. And the winning has happened only to a certain degree. The Sixers took losses, lots of them, the process, and forced their fans to sit through some really awful, horrendous seasons and horrendous coaching and horrendous play and lots of horrendous losses. And now it's time for the payoff, and Sixers fans are still not seeing that full payoff. Yes, they've been in the postseason. Yes, they've had Joel Embiid had some amazing games and seasons. And yes, they've won a couple of playoff series, but they have not gotten to the promised land yet. And this once again fell apart, despite being the one seed this year, and despite having some tinkering to the roster, and Doc Rivers taking over the team. They are still not in the Eastern Conference Finals and still not in the NBA Finals. And so after a miserable series against the Hawks, where they blew an 18-point lead in one game and a 26-point lead in another game, and then just ended up losing on home floor in game number 7, there's a lot of hand-wringing and a lot of arguing and a lot of kvetching about specifically Ben Simmons and what happens with Ben Simmons. And if Ben Simmons can return to this team, and after Doc Rivers' very damning comments following Game 7, where he was asked, can Ben Simmons be a point guard on your championship team, or a big piece, a shooting guard on your championship team? And Doc Rivers said, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. Which, that non-answer is the most glaring answer you can give. And so now the future of Ben Simmons is certainly in question. Can he return to Philadelphia after what just transpired? One of the most awful final wrap-up ends of a series we've ever seen for an all-star in a playoff series, game 5, 6, and 7 particularly. But also, Ben Simmons says that he will not partake in the Olympics this year for his native country of Australia. Even though Australia is a medal hopeful, he is not going to partake in the Olympics. And Doc Rivers says that they've got a game plan on how to fix Ben Simmons this offseason, and they're going to go to work fixing Ben Simmons, that he's just going to focus on that. And I know there was a lot of conversation and chatter yesterday about whether Ben can be a Sixer long term and whether they can bring him back next year after that. But I've also got a question about whether this is the smartest road to take. It's where we begin. You're cold open.
I still believe in him, but we have work to do. You know, we're going to have to get in the gym. put a lot of work in, and go forward.
I know exactly what we want to do. I'm positive in Ben. I'm very bullish on Ben still, but there's work, and Ben will be willing to do it, and that's the key. You know, sometimes you have to go through stuff to see it and be honest with it.
I didn't shoot well from the line this series. Offensively, I wasn't there. I ain't doing enough for my teammates. But there's a lot. There's a lot of things I need to work on.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic Park Grundy.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Well, that was Doc Rivers and Simmons, and here's my thoughts on this. Based on what a disaster that series was for Simmons and how he has eroded continuously when it has mattered most, and specifically this season, I think for the Sixers and the way that Doc was talking about Ben after the game and Joel Embiid admitting that the turning point of Game 7 was Ben Simmons passing up an open layup down low because he was so terrified of shooting, that the damage has been done and that the faith in Simmons is not there. And for that city, that's a city that does not forget easily and does not forgive easily. And Simmons is one of those guys that I don't think is ever going to get a fair crack ever again to that city, and understandably so. So after that game, hearing what Embiid said and hearing what Doc said and knowing where the fans are and knowing where the media is, no, I don't think that Simmons can ever have a healthy relationship with that city and that franchise ever again. He was that egregiously awful when it mattered most in this series. You just needed a little bit more from your number one overall pick a handful of years ago to get where you wanted to go, the Eastern Conference Finals. However, the fact that Doc Rivers backed off those comments yesterday, the fact that Doc is talking about putting in the work, we have faith in Ben, we're going to try to fix Ben, and the fact that Ben Simmons isn't going to perform at the Olympics this year tells me that the Sixers don't feel like they can get decent value for him, that they would take pennies on the dollar because of just what everybody saw this past series and this past postseason, and that they don't think it's smart right now to trade him because they're not going to get anything back, and so they got to try to fix him. And so this is going to be a very interesting kind of crossroads where can you really bring him back? Does he have the faith of that locker room? And can he fix himself? These are all things I'm very skeptical on, by the way. I actually think not playing in the Olympics is a mistake. Here's why. If you're Simmons and you're working on free throw shooting, you're working on your shooting mechanics, you're working on your confidence, that's the perfect place to incorporate what you're working on. Because that is a high level of basketball, but it's not an NBA style of basketball. It's not the scrutiny of the NBA playoffs. You see, if Simmons takes this entire offseason and does not play any basketball until opening night of next year, think about the buildup. There's already a buildup for the beginning of every season. There's already everybody conjecturing, theorizing, discussing all the little things that can happen, anticipation, and then all eyes are on, here's Simmons, what does he look like after 4 or 5 months away? If you're starting to work on things and here's a little of a soft landing spot against some competition where Simmons can look good, you know, okay, maybe against the U.S., you're not going to look great against an all-star team like that, but you're not going to be playing the U.S. Every other opponent that you play will have a handful of NBA players on it, but mostly just good players in professional leagues internationally, where Simmons, as an all-star in the NBA, should be able to start feeling good. That's where you can start putting it together and feel good, right? I mean, if there's ever a perfect soft landing spot, It's the Olympics for an all-star. You're not telling a college kid go be great to the Olympics. This is an NBA all-star that's just looking to get confidence back. This is it. It's perfect. That's the type of spot you want. And so I think that when Doc is talking about, well, we can't get into specifics, but we do have a game plan here. They are terrified of just how broken he is. And he's terrified of how broken he is because he doesn't want any attention on him until November or December. Nothing. And that's very worrisome. That's very worrisome that it's so far gone that he can't even play in July or August at a two-thirds of an NBA level competition. Half in some regards. That's how bad it is. I don't think that's smart at all. I think that's the perfect lab to work on some of this stuff and incorporate exactly what you're talking about. 855-212-4CBS. We're on Twitter, DA on CBS. Andrew Bogish is in the co-pilot seat this morning as Mraz is out. Apparently he came down with some type of awful Bob's Bar flu. But Bogues, when it comes to Doc Rivers, are you surprised at all that after Game 7, Doc was very noncommittal about Ben Simmons, and 24 hours later, he's doubling down saying, we believe in Ben. We think he can be great. We know how to fix him. Does that surprise you at all?
No, it doesn't surprise me that he backtracked a little bit, but I still think the more telling sentence, what he said after the game and what Joel Embiid said after the game, where he pointed to that sequence where Ben passed up the open dunk, gave the ball to Thibault, who got fouled, hit only one of the two free throws. So instead of being tied, they were down one, and the Hawks scored five more points and were up by six all of a sudden. I think that's what matters here. I think they know that Ben's a mess and Ben's not good enough right now to be the number two guy on a team that has championship aspirations. So they can say whatever they want now, but their real feelings came out after that game. And I still don't think that this means they're not going to move him, but they're going to talk the good game now because they realized that they had some loose lips the other night and it looked really, really bad for all of them.
Right. Post game seven, that's the truth. That's when you got the truth. That's when you got honesty and candor because emotions were high and they could not be diplomatic at that moment in time. But that tells you exactly how they really feel. And that's how they should really feel because he was that much of an embarrassment in that series. He wasn't the only problem, certainly, but he was one of the main components of that disaster of a series for the Sixers. When we come back here on the show, the Supreme Court rules on amateurism and the NCAA. We'll hear what it means from a college sports expert coming up here next. Plus, a longtime veteran decorated baseball manager on these new foreign substance rule changes in MLB. It's next as part of
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Remember, you can watch the show at watchda.com. That is mobile friendly as well. That's the simulcast, and it's cooking as we speak. Also, you can watch us at CBS Sports Radio on Twitch. That is our Twitch channel, at CBS Sports Radio. We start with Ty Lue, as Kawhi Leonard has been out the last couple of games for the Clippers, as they are now in the Western Conference Finals. But what does he contribute to the team while off the court as well?
Well, just being able to hold guys accountable, you know, talking to guys, talking to the players on what we need to do better, on what he sees. And if he knows the game plan, then he can definitely do that. So, you know, he's talking to the guys every day as well, not just the coaching staff. So he's very engaged, and like that's what you need from your players. You know, he's locked in and still in tune. When he's watching the game, he can understand what we're doing good and what we're doing bad. Let the coaches know, let the players know. And, you know, he's very engaged. Even though he's back home rehabbing, he's still locked in and tuned in.
It is bizarre, but that is perfectly appropriate for the Clippers and for Kawhi Leonard. That Kawhi is not even with the team for these games, so he's back home rehabbing as they are in Phoenix for games one and games two, but that Kawhi is still contributing in some way, shape, or form. But that also, that Kawhi is out again. Kawhi is going to miss the first two games of this series. He missed the end of that second round series against the Jazz. And yet, somehow the Clippers found a way to survive against the number one seed despite losing their best player. I mean, think about how crazy all of that is. That the Clippers of all franchises, the forlorn, always cursed, lowly Los Angeles Clippers, lost their most important player, Kawhi Leonard. The only player on their roster that has big time, at least from a starter standpoint, big time championship pelts on the wall. They lose him, and they actually beat the one seed in the second round. I mean, it just is completely improbable. And so now they got to take on a Suns team that had also lost Chris Paul for game number one, but they ended up winning that game, and now have to do it again in game two without Kawhi. But look, even if they lost the first two games at home, you can't count out the Clippers, because look at what the Clippers have done each of these series, including the first round when they went down 0-2, losing both at home against the Mavs and finding a way to win. It is kind of perfectly Clippers that we have no idea whether Kawhi being out is a good thing, is a bad thing, is them being on the road to start a series a good thing, a bad thing, is them losing games a good thing or a bad thing. You just have no idea. No idea. And suddenly Terrence Mann is dropping 40 burgers in Western Conference playoff games, and you're just like, yeah, because of course. Because that's the way this postseason's going. So who am I to try to predict what's coming up here next? Here's Dusty Baker on the new foreign substance rule changes around Major League Baseball.
A lot of things in the rule book, man. You're not supposed to break the speed limit either, but you do. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, there's a lot of rules that haven't been adhered to, or to which degree, you know? I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, are you allowed to, is going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit any less than going, you don't usually get a ticket if you're going 3 to 5 over the speed limit, but you go 5 to 15, now you don't get a ticket. You know what I mean? So it's a matter of, you know, whoever's making the rules and adhering to the rules and then changing the rules and then enforcing them.
Yeah, that's like the stupidest rationale ever. If you're going to go ahead and make the connection, well, speed limits, I mean, people break the speed limit all the time and we don't get tickets. Yeah, but we're not in a Grand Prix. We're not in a race where rules have to be uniform for everybody. It's not like we all line up outside of our house, jump in the car, and race to work, and whoever gets to work fastest ends up winning some type of legacy prize. Baseball is supposed to be a competition with uniformity across it. It's a competition amongst 30 different ball clubs and their players and their managers and their front office. And at the end of this competition every year is a World Series championship for doing it better than everybody else. You can't have some with a Maserati and some with a Corolla and some are allowed to go 65 and some just kind of go 58. You can't have that and deliver a rightful champion. So, Dusty, you're going to have to find a different metaphor, dude. It's a competition, not getting into a soccer mom van and getting over to practice in the morning and hoping that, you know, you're not 5 minutes late with the orange slices. That's not what you're doing here. Finally, yesterday, note the date, June 21, 2021, because on this date, the Supreme Court handed down a defeat to the NCAA in a unanimous decision, 9-0, in a decision that certainly takes a piece out of the NCAA's claim that it's amateurism. This was about recruiting advantages and a lower court decision that decided to allow athletes a few smaller items and concessions like receiving laptops, paid internships, or postgraduate opportunities. Exactly what this means for the NCAA, here is Dennis Dodd on CBS Sports HQ.
The NCAA had to know this day was coming, but it was the rebuke of the Supreme Court, 9-0, of their arguments that were so surprising. And now that combined with coming NIL legislation and the benefits that are going to come from that, it's basically going to be unlimited what players can earn while they're in school, which is probably the way it should be, because it's been hypocritical all these years for the NCAA and its rules to say athletes must conduct themselves and get no more benefits than the regular student. Now that's going to be the case. They can have their own YouTube channel. They can have their own business. They can model. They can have autographs. They can have endorsements. But this is, to me, Chris, this is the end of amateurism as we know it in the NCAA. Whether that's good or bad, it's just going to be a different NCAA.
So I think Dennis is a little hyperbolic there. I don't think that this is somehow the official end of amateurism, because I think that amateurism's been eroded for a number of years. And I think what ended up happening in terms of the sea change of the NCAA and how they deal with college athletes and compensation is that over the last 5, 10, 15 years specifically, we have seen college football and college basketball reach across the aisle, break their own traditions just to make more money. And once people started seeing that, that's when I think largely the climate changed against the NCAA of restrictions on players not being able to earn money or have bonuses or have benefits. Here's what I mean. We've seen over the last 15 years schools, conferences completely bust apart, add new members, go somewhere else, carpetbag, just for more money. Break their old rivalries. I mean, Maryland's in the Big Ten, West Virginia's in the Big 12, Boston College is in the ACC. We've seen all of this break apart. We've seen coaches earn tens of millions of dollars by jumping from school to school, and schools not even blinking when they've got to pay coaches to just go away. $20, $30 million buyout packages. We've seen the NCAA tournament make more and more money by the year. We've seen the bowl system completely grow every year. We've seen sponsorship grow every year. We've seen a college football playoff grow. We've seen all of these things that are obviously indicators of the powers that be not caring about tradition, but just looking to make money. And this was a decision that I think represents America at large. It's a Supreme Court decision that rarely is ever unanimous. In this case, it is basically saying, hey, you've got to take a step back on the limitations of athletes. I mean, athletes are now traveling coast to coast to play games. They're practicing and playing games, committing up to 50 hours a week. 50 hours a week is a full-time job. That's not also a balance of education. And so this is just the type of decision that says, and yeah, you don't get to make every rule against the athlete. You've got to concede some things. That's what the Supreme Court decision was. It's not this kind of death blow to amateurism. Again, these are small things. This is just whether athletes can get laptops or paid internships or postgraduate opportunities. That's not huge stuff. But it's just a little chunk out of the NCAA saying, we can't do anything for these players. And the Supreme Court saying, yes, you can. There are concessions you can make that you are not making right now. That's your sound check. Your phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Or on Twitter, DA on CBS. So standing by with the headline of this morning is a kind sir, Mr. Andrew Bogish. Mr. Bogues, good morning. What do we got?
DA, good morning, and one more happy birthday. Hope you had a great day yesterday. We That's missed you for three of the 4 hours.
Yeah, that was it was good that I dropped on by because I had a lot of takes about the NBA playoffs yesterday, but I did have a great day. I had a great hike yesterday with my brother, then had a great night and dinner with my wife on the water. That was beautiful. So we had a really good day. Weather was good yesterday. But I will say that on my hike, I came across a rattlesnake. Never saw a rattlesnake ever before in real life. That was a little jarring. Didn't step on it, luckily. And then there were tornado warnings in the New York area last night as we were having dinner. And that was a little jarring. And so I sat there wondering whether this was a really good day or a really worrisome day in terms of signals from above. I'm not sure yet.
It sounds like Mother Nature was reminding you that it can intervene at any point in time
That's
when it
right,
wants
yes.
to. Your birthday or not, send you a snake, send you a tornado, you're going to be on your toes no matter what.
Yeah, and I also came home after the hike, and there was a large tree that had fallen down in my yard as well. So things were a little jarring at times yesterday on the birthday. But we are back, and we are ready to roll.
And Sean has tuberculosis. There's a lot of things happening right now around the show.
That's right.
We began with the Sixers and their offseason plans for Ben Simmons. The Celtics had a head start to their offseason, losing in round one instead of round two. Brad Stevens quickly flexing his GM muscle, sending Kemba Walker to OKC for Al Horford, freeing up at least $20 million. Our good buddy said yesterday it was not an easy call.
This was really hard. This was not the ideal first few weeks on the job move, just because of the kind of person that Kemba is and the kind of professional he is and how good of a player he is.
Those kind words on the heels of a report in The Athletic that there was tension between player and coach because Stevens might have been too hard on Walker during the season. Mm-hmm. No playoff action last night. Tonight brings us game two for the Suns and Clippers. Phoenix remains without I wrote Kemba Walker, meant Chris Paul, and LA remains without Kawhi Leonard. Becky Hammond, Chauncey Billups, Mike D'Antoni among those still involved for the Blazers head coaching job, and the Pacers expected to interview soon Terry Stotts, Steve Clifford, and Brian Shaw for their vacancy. We did have playoff hockey last night, kinda, an 8-0 laugher for the Lightning over the Islanders. 2 goals for Steven Stamkos, 3 assists for Nikita Kucherov, and 21 saves for Andrei Vasilevsky. They come back to the island for Game 6 tomorrow night with Tampa Bay leading now 3-2. The Canadiens and Golden Knights break their 2-2 tie, 9 Eastern in Vegas. Baseball last night, thank God it's over.
And a fly ball center field. Ketel Marte is there. He's under it. And he's got it. And the Diamondbacks have won a ball game here tonight. They snap a 17-game losing streak, beating the Brewers 5-1. Their first win since June 1st.
Since June 1st. It was June 21st yesterday. And again, 17 consecutive losses, too shy of the longest in the wild card era. That was Greg Schulte on Diamondbacks Radio. Arizona beat Milwaukee 5-1. The Padres dumped the Dodgers 6-2. San Diego's won 5 of their 8 meetings this season. Cleveland a 4-0 win at Wrigley. And the Braves beat the Mets 1-0 after losing to them 4-2. Jacob deGrom 5 5 shutout innings in the opener after dealing with shoulder discomfort last week. The Twins outlasted the Reds 7-5-12 on Miguel Sano's 2-run homer. The Rangers snapped their 6-game skid 8-3 over the A's, and the Astros smacked the O's 10-2. That's an 8-game win streak for Houston. And Chiefs defensive end Frank Clark arrested on gun charges for the second time this offseason. L.A. cops found an Uzi in his Lamborghini during a routine traffic stop early Sunday morning. That's after 2 guns were found in his car during another traffic stop back in March.
An Uzi.
DA, back to you.
An Uzi. Does Frank Clark need an Uzi for? It's one thing to have a weapon, a firearm for protection or whatever. It's another thing to have an Uzi. I'm wondering what Frank Clark needs an Uzi for in Kansas City. An Uzi. Yeah. You're
well,
not going
he's
to
in
Libya.
LA. Yeah, he is in L.A. I don't know how much dangerous that is, more so than KC. But my thought would also be, I don't want to condone, you know, the illegality of an Uzi in your car. But if you're going to have an Uzi in your car, I would suggest not having simple traffic issues that would require the police to pull you over. And when you have an Uzi, apparently you should have it completely enclosed in the bag you're carrying it in, because like the nozzle of the gun was sticking out of a duffel bag, and that's what they saw the other day. So maybe at least hide your Uzi well and make sure your windows aren't tinted. One of these stops, you didn't have a license plate in the front of the car. Like, make sure no one's going to bother you while you're driving around with your loaded weapons.
Yeah, it seems like just a small thing to consider. Okay, you're a millionaire athlete. Perhaps you're worried about being a target of a robbery, a theft, what have you. That's fine. But, yeah, if you've got an – first of all, you don't need an Uzi to defend yourself. I mean, again, what is this? You're the Punisher? But, secondly, if you're going to have an Uzi, you might just want to button up everything else around your traffic situation. By the way, the Diamondbacks get the win, but that's still not a road win. That's a home win.
Correct.
So we're still on this like 3-month road win drought for the Diamondbacks.
I believe that is the case. I meant to double check and I didn't, but I don't think they found a road win over the weekend. So I still think we're 20 something into a road losing streak.
No, because that was a 17 game losing streak all told that they were on. So they had lost since June 1. And back then, they were still on that road losing streak. So they not only were in a 17-game total losing streak, they still haven't won a road game since April, since the Madison Bumgarner half no-no. It's just the end of April.
And the other crazy thing was, and I don't even know if this is still active either, the Orioles losing streak, which the last time I saw was 18 games, that dated back to John Means' no-hitter in Seattle. So he had these two historically long road losing streaks that began with a real no-hitter and 2/3 in one. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. That's insane. When we come back here on the show, a member of one of the great single-season NFL teams of all time says, "We were the Patriots before the Patriots." I'll tell you who we're talking about coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
Good morning, DA.
How you doing?
I'm bored.
You're bored?
Yeah.
By the show?
No. You're quite interesting.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, I appreciate that, I guess. 1 week from today, I am going to be part of a really special project and really special day, and I just wanted to let you guys know about it. 1 week from today, I am returning to Kansas City to the radio airwaves of Sports Radio 610, a place that I spent 5 years at the infancy of my career. I was there between 2003 and 2008, and it was 5 of the best years of my life, both professionally and personally. And management reached out to me over the summer, a couple of months ago actually, and asked if I would come back for one show, to return to the airwaves for one show this summer. And I jumped at the opportunity. I was so excited, saying, absolutely. I have been thinking about something like that for a long time, because it was such a good time, and I worked with some of my best friends there And it was such a moment in time that we had some real ridiculousness. I mean, some 5 years of real ridiculousness. You think this is ridiculous? That was kind of at the birth of ridiculousness and absurdity for this show. And so I wanted to do it, and they're going to allow me to do it next Tuesday afternoon. It's going to be on the air in Kansas City between 3 and 5 Central Time. So early afternoon into drive time, Central Time. It won't be heard on CBS Sports Radio because, of course, we'll have Tiki and Tierney on at that time, but you can stream it. But I will also post that podcast as part of our normal DA show podcast, so you guys could hear that if you'd like. And I'll also be able to post that on YouTube so that you guys can check that out there as well. But I'm super excited, not only for my listeners in KC and the mighty Midwest, where we had some incredible times, but also for listeners that might want to hear some of the old bits and hear what it was like back then. I've got some tricks up my sleeve, as you might imagine. So I'm super excited about this. It comes your way 1 week from today. We had to keep this under wraps for a long time until they announced it as a station a week ago. But now we can talk about it, and hooray! We're doing it up, and we're doing it big. DA, KC, a week from today. I'll still be on my show that morning, this show. In fact, I'll be doing this show that week from KC, from their studio. So I'll be in Kansas City Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week doing the show from there. But just one of those days, Tuesday, I'll also do the afternoon show to run it back. I love Terrell Davis. I always have. I always will. TD was one of the best running backs ever for his short amount of time as a great, as an all-time legend. Deservedly in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. For those 4 years between 95 and 99, 95, 96, 97, 98, basically, Terrell Davis is as good as anybody has ever been at the running back position. And he recently told CBS Sports that at that time, they had created the blueprint for a dynasty. The Broncos in 97 had a wonderful team, but actually were the wild card of that year because the Chiefs had won the AFC West. And then the following year was when they dabbled trying to repeat with going undefeated and nearly did it, but got upset by a mediocre Giants team and then lost to the Dolphins as well before turning on the Jets at 14-2 and destroying everybody basically en route to a Super Bowl championship to go back-to-back. And then it was the next year that John Elway retired and Terrell Davis went down with the ACL injury, never to return again, basically. And that set the course for the Broncos slipping into mediocrity. But TD told CBS, we had outstanding coaching, great players, solid system, combination of unselfish guys who played for each other, who didn't really care who got the credit, and that's rare. And we had a singular focus. We were the Patriots before the Patriots. They talk about the Patriot way. Well, we had the Broncos way. We had the players who didn't buy into that, and Mike Shanahan would move them out of the locker room immediately. TD said, we didn't have big names. We had John, as in Elway, but John was at the end of his career, and he didn't care about throwing for 5,000 yards. He just wanted to win. And TD went into how crucial Mike Shanahan's culture was there and how crucial the staff was there and how the Broncos made a great team in a very Patriots way out of afterthoughts and castoffs. And I think that's a really important part of the story of the 90s Broncos, is that that 97 to 98 team, one of the rare teams that went back to back. Obviously, that has not happened since the Patriots did it back in 03 and 04. So it's been 15, 16 years since we even had back-to-back champs. The Broncos did that 97-98. But they didn't do it with a bunch of Hall of Famers. They didn't do it with a bunch of top 10 draft picks. They did it with guys that were afterthoughts in their own draft or cast-offs. I want to talk more about that coming up here after the break. And a pretty big announcement yesterday in the NFL from a cultural standpoint. We'll do it next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.